the AMI goes up, but like a working class family's income is not increasing in the same way. So the affordability, I would say, is actually going the opposite way. Like, it's getting less affordable for regular working class people in Austin.
So when the MFI increases, the amount landlords can charge for affordable housing also increases. But experts say wages for lower income workers aren't keeping up. And rents are still above pre-pandemic levels, even with the price drops. Azhar says high housing costs can eat into other parts of a family's budget.
Once folks spend more than 30% of their income on housing and utility-related costs, that means they're cutting funding from somewhere else, whether that's childcare or healthcare or other basic provisions of life. Even though I know we're hearing a lot about how rents have, you know, comparatively gone down to their peak during the pandemic, we're still seeing that they're high enough for a lot of households to be struggling.
Now, the one thing Jake Wegman says there is a silver lining here for affordable housing advocates.
This is a great time for the public sector and for nonprofits to scoop up land and to scoop up projects at a lower rate. Maybe they are now able to acquire more projects during a downturn like this than they had been planning on.
The city is still pursuing its housing goals. Voters approved $300 million in 2020 for anti-displacement efforts as part of the new Project Connect transit plan. But those plans will take time to come together. For Jaimes and others who can't afford their rent now, once she puts in her notice, she says she has about 60 days.